Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 87 now dead across five states in Texas, and dozens are still missing following devastating flash flooding on July 4th. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Kerrville.
A wall of water 28 to 30 feet high rolled down the Guadalupe River and into this community Friday, taking out everything in its path. But as quickly as it rose, the water receded.
It's like it went from zero to 100. Back to zero in no time.
Brian Young has seen plenty of floods in his 30 years in Kerrville.
But I've never seen the aftermath like this.
Cleanup is expected to take months. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
In central North Carolina, at least one person is dead after remnants of Tropical Storm Chantel triggered flooding and evacuations in Chatham County. Businesses and homes also impacted. President Trump moving to place a 25% tax on imports from Japan and South Korea due to what the president called trade imbalances with the U.S. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study shows that putting people behind bars costs American families $350 billion each year. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forer.us says one in two American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forer.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to all the other members of the family, oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. The report shows incarceration rates are also higher for people in poverty, with subsequent expenses eating up more than a quarter of the family income.
This report comes at a time when lawmakers and the American public are really thinking seriously about spending, about the price of everyday costs. They're thinking about affordability, and this is just one of those key drivers of affordability that is pretty significant and also under-discussed.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key three-game series. Freddie Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just one run in six innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go six today, but he located it well. And then the second inning, he was better. Third inning, better. Fourth inning, better. Fifth inning, better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment, and you need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable with high temperatures scraping the upper 70s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Katie Burke stops in with details on their upcoming log rolling event in Howard, and Joe Vertigan and legendary stock car racer Scott Hansen in the house.
Plus, we'll get the headlines from the Press Times from John Kramer. Join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back. And we are back. I want to talk about, we'll continue our conversations, but I want to introduce this at the top of this hour, which is Elon Musk being grumpy about the bill and saying he's starting a third party. I have a few thoughts about this. The first is, I don't know how many more political parties we need, primarily motivated and controlled by the wealthiest, most powerful people in the country who are wanting to do better advocacy on behalf of the wealthiest, most powerful people in the country. They seem well represented. That's my first reaction. My second reaction is strategic. The almost tactical, but I'll call it strategic, which is, if it happened, if that ended up being like the Whigs and the Republicans, if it ended up dividing the oligarchic vote, and that, of course, means because there are not enough oligarchs that vote, it means the voters, they are able to manipulate, they're able to recruit, they're able to say that our interests are the same as your interests, therefore follow us. The second thought I had. Third thought I had is, easier to say than do. When Ralph Nader decided to file with the Green Party, it was because starting a party, it wasn't because he was a stronger environmentalist than Al Gore, he probably wasn't. But they did have an existing party, that was frustrated with the Bill Clinton brand of leadership. And they were already in position to get on the ballot in some states. But you have to do a lot to be able to get on the ballot in some states. Now, if he actually focuses on it, if he focuses intellect, if he focuses team, focuses money on doing it, yeah, you could do it. I don't know what that's going to do for Tesla stock. It made it drop 7% in the first day after his announcement. I don't know what it's going to do for his ability to put more spaceships towards Mars, but I could imagine it happening. If it happens, not, you know, does it end up splitting the vote a little bit? Does it end up, though, shifting the conversation even more fully towards the big lie that the advancement of the self-interest is the same as the public interest? That the sum of selfishness equals the greatest good for the greatest number. That's the big mistake of the latter half of the 20th century, and now the earlier part of the 21st century, the thing we have to get over, the thing we have to correct, is in fact that flaw. A fourth thing that occurred to me, it's a little interesting that the world's most powerful politician and the world's richest man are in a bit of a feud. That, of course, is why people talk about it so much. I'm interested in what the America Party that he's talking about would stand for. He wants it to stand for freedom and doing good things for the people. Those sound great. I'm for both of those things. I want freedom and I want to do good things for people. If what he means is, I think Medicaid should have been cut even more, well, that doesn't seem as great. I think fewer people should get access to health care. I think that doesn't seem as great. If it means, and here is why I would be happy to talk with Mr. Musk. If it is a pathway to a better small d democratic system, if it meant that he'd be interested in fueling things like star voting or instant runoff voting, that could be interesting, because I do think that changing voting systems has a chance of advancing the public interest. Now, it's not a panacea. Don't get overexcited about it. You could still have lots of rich and powerful interests controlling a larger number of political parties still advocating for their own interests. The two-party system is not the fundamental evil. Fundamental evil is the fundamental evil, and that can manifest itself in any number of parties that you have. The number of parties we have is sort of interesting, and recognizing that we need more public interest vehicles, I think that's interesting. But ultimately, it gets to that point that I was saying or hinting at or starting with a moment ago, which is, however many parties we have, we need to advocate for more advocacy capacity. We need to advocate for a greater ability to communicate pro-social, public interest, pro-democracy messaging. We have to do more organizing. And this is what I want to say, something that each of you can do. We are blessed with lots of smart listeners who have lived years and learned things and done stuff. And one thing that gives you is some degree of moral authority. It usually gives you some degree of relationship set, people that you know. It gives you some degree of wisdom. And it gives you an ability to impart that wisdom upon others. I think that every Tom Hartman listener, let me at least say one out of three. I'd even be satisfied with one out of five, one out of eight. But to get one out of three, or one out of five, or one out of eight, or one out of 10, I should say every Tom Hartman listener. We're going to talk to a young person. And if you're one of our young listeners, thank you. And one of our young viewers, thank you. Talk to another one of you. Talk to another one. And get them engaged in something. Get them to become a precinct committee person. Get them to join the Quaker meeting. Get them to not just be on their phone and on their screen. Get them to attend a peaceful rally. Get them to take a Wellstone Action course. Get them to sign up for Sue Stack on the Hartman Show and listen to this program. Get them to start donating a few bucks a month to a cause they care about and show up and help that organization, an environmental organization, a social justice organization, a political party organization, a pro-democracy organization. Get them to engage in a thing. There is right now a growing awareness among young people in this country that something is wrong. Donald Trump exploited some of that, almost ironically, exploited some of that sense that something is wrong by saying, and I alone can fix what's wrong, rather than being more accurate that he is part of the same corruption and part of even almost an apotheosis of it, almost an extreme result of it. That talking to that next generation, one by one, person by person, brick by brick, community by community, and engaging them in smart and strategic and love-based and victory-based and objectives-based, that's what I mean, smart, strategic, activism. I believe there's room for that right now. And they'll get that prodding from more major media. They'll get that prodding from social media. They'll get that prodding from rigged algorithms. But you know where that prodding is better from? It's better from you. It's better from human beings who have done stuff, who have seen stuff, who've learned stuff, who've achieved stuff. That your guidance, you could talk to 10 young people and get through to one of them. You could talk to three and get through to one of them. You could talk to one and get through to one. Maybe get through to more than one. I've seen it happen. I've seen young people's lives be changed in a good way by engaging in pro-social community. Gets them stronger, builds their network, and also helps us build overall our strength as a pro-democracy movement. That's my plug. 202-808-9925. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Some of the calls that we will take. I do want to hear if you have thoughts about America's Party, America Party. We did an ad, America's Party. You can Google it. Jeff Smith, Adam Klugman. It's probably under my name, Jefferson Smith. You can Google that and check it out. But I am interested in your thoughts about Elon Musk. Do you think we need another political party? And if we do, is it Elon Musk's? I have that question for you. We, of course, will continue to talk about what's happening in Texas and what we need to learn from it with those floods. Not just, oh, shucks, a flood. What else can we learn from it? We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. This is your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
202-808-9925. Coming right back after this.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at. So we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me. How in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, give me your rifles. So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Don't count sheep when you're on vacation. Pack your bags and get away to the Independence Stay Hotel Long-Term Suites in Marinette, Wisconsin. Offering short and long-term stays, the Independence Stay Hotel has the best lodging accommodations with delicious breakfasts daily, saltwater swimming pool and spa, workout facility, and much more. Furnished with amazing beds, flat-screen TVs, and climate control for a perfect night's rest. Book your room at IndependenceStay.com and stop counting sheep.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Hear Minow and the Mayor weekday mornings 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS. John and Jim are fans of Rebel Eddie's auto detailing, interior steam cleaning, graphene spray wax, even paint correction. Free estimates, 920-671-8984. RebelEddies.com.
Hey, it's John Minow.
And Jim Schmidt from Minow and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Minow and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's
It's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Summer's here. Time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on. You can save up to 50% site-wide with code VIP. We're a big fan of the sleep gummies over here, and CB Distillery's got plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with premium hemp grown right here in the United States of America. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with code VIP. And if you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit cbdistillery.com and use our promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. A question came over the break. What do we do to offer real solutions to towns that are hurting? That could be a subject matter of the entire week. And he particularly wanted to understand how do we strengthen unions in America. And I think the first answer I have for that is by strengthening unions in America, by making union organizing more facilitated and making the union busting more risky and more expensive and have bigger penalties. Those are, and so you can do a card check, et cetera. There's ways just on the organizing front that are big. But the other is solve real problems. And in small towns, I do think that includes organizing locally. You've heard me say it before, and you'll hear me say it every day I'm here or every third day I'm here, which is we can build relationships locally to build pro-social infrastructure locally, to build organizing locally, and not just organize locally so we can vote for a president, organize locally so we can do better community planning, better city planning, so the local business actually has a chance to compete with a national chain. Do local organizing so those local folks who want to shop locally have a chance to do that. So that people understand that, oh, if we make our roads a little safer, we slow down traffic a little bit, if we build our sidewalks a little wider, if we have places that are a little more livable to be in, they can see the power of working together. We can also, brick by brick, make the country a little bit better. We can see the results of actually doing that. Reduce asthma, reduce our own local impacts on climate, not just because we're sort of climate ideologues, but because we just want communities to be better. Work to make communities better. Work to make our libraries better. Work to make our schools better. Work to make our social services better. Work on actually making public services efficient in your state, in your community. So when you go to the DMV, it's not a ridiculously long line. And after you get good service, say so. Say thank you to that public worker who is spending their lives to help the rest of us. Let's improve the mood. Let's improve the achievement. Let's improve the success of public services. And let's do that in our own communities, in our own states. That helps. Let's support local nonprofit structures that do some of that. Let's just make communities work. And then rather than thinking about this top down, I understand this is a national show, a little bit international show. And thank you to our listeners outside the United States. You know how important it is what the United States does to what's happening in your country. It's important all over the world. And so even though we're talking to the country, and even though we're talking to people even outside this country, I still believe in the bottom up. And in the middle out, and I don't mean the middle of the road. I mean the center of people's lives, Paul Wellstone's line, the center of people's lives. Focus on solving problems. Focus not only on power. Yes, we got to be strategic and smart, and more strategic and smarter than we've been. Our political action should not just be an expression of our rage with no direction. The rage is justified. Having no direction is not justified because it will only make you madder over time. So yes, we should be smart about power. We should also focus that power on actually solving problems, not just power for its own sake, not just, oh, we win so that they lose because we think they're dumber than us. Uh-uh. It's not the right way to think about it. We don't just want victory so that our opponents will lose. We want victory so we can make people's lives better. We want victory so we can solve problems and insist that the elected officials you support will solve problems. Yes, we'll be smart on strategy, but insist they solve problems and even work for problem-solving solutions that are different than ones we have now. And I'll plug Sortition again. Let me get to your phone calls because Dave from Hale wants to ask something about Musk and his third-party systems. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, Jeff. See if you follow this.
Okay.
I'm in favor of what Musk is trying to do. And he would be the wedge is what I'd call it. Okay, let's look at this House of Representatives. You got 400 and some people. If the Democrats did what the Republicans are doing right now, where it comes down to one vote, okay? One vote for them to take a winner takes all, like you just said. This is unfair. Okay, so what I'm saying is, when it comes down to one vote, no matter who comes up with all this policy that they're trying to promote, if it comes down to one tie-breaking vote, it goes to the third-party system, which would be Musk and his American plan, that it has to be a bipartisan. There has to be a signed bipartisan agreement between both parties in order to achieve what they're trying to do. It has to be signed policy. And if they can't agree on that, and I can't agree on that, and there's still too much debate, then they have to break it down to a line item. Then it has to go back in and go by line item.
So you mean if we had a proportional representation system, if you had a multi-party system like European countries have, I don't know if exactly works by overall bipartisan everything, but you do have to make sure that you have a majority of the chamber. The biggest question that Musk will face is how does he get that first congressional seat? Because even if you get 20% of America supporting his party, that doesn't necessarily equal in our system even a single seat in Congress. We'll talk more after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think additional party is interesting, but I would say the same thing to Andrew Yang. The biggest thing is we need greater community and support of democracy and support of middle class and support of saving the climate. That's the biggest thing we need.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Katie Burke stops in with details on their upcoming log rolling event in Howard, and Joe Vertigan and legendary stock car racer Scott Hansen in the house.
Plus, we'll get the headlines from the Press Times from John Kramer. Join us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some regions of Wisconsin are becoming hotbeds for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable with high temperatures scraping the upper 70s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Katie Burke stops in with details on their upcoming log rolling event in Howard, and Joe Vertigan and legendary stock car racer Scott Hansen in the house.
Plus, we'll get the headlines from the Press Times from John Kramer. Join us.
Ah!
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like ours. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know what to take exactly and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Our meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use promo code Tom again. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Using that promo code Tom. We're back. Let's do a speed round so we can clear this board. Get these good, smart people in. Let's go to Elijah from California. You win the most patient listener award. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. First-time caller, living on a fruit farm. I think we both can agree that the truth sets us all free. Correct?
We can agree what?
That the truth sets us all free?
The truth sets us free. Okay, go. What's your truth, Elijah?
Well, in 1859, Charles Darwin, in Science, had concluded that humans are frugivores. Human beings are frugivores. And I think that we're all being gaslit with all these fast food commercials every day. And then on top of that, the drug commercials to help people with their fast food addictions. Mm-hmm. And if we're all frugivores like other primates, meaning fruit is the primary food that's meant to go through our digestive tract, aren't we as Americans really missing our full potential?
So you want people to eat more fruit? And eat less fast food. I think that sounds smart.
Well, vegetables are bitter fruit. Seeds and nuts are parts of fruit.
Yep.
That's the biggest misconception is that vegetarians and vegans eat vegetables and nothing else.
Elijah, I think your point is well taken. We should eat healthier and we should eat more plant-based diets. I don't think there's anything you're saying that ain't speaking some truth. Mark from Portland, Oregon, you're on the air. Mark, you there? Mark from Portland? All right, we'll go to Joseph from, is it Bovey or Bovey, Minnesota?
Bovey, Minnesota.
All right.
By the way, you're doing a fabulous job, Jefferson. I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I've been in meteorology since the late 80s, and eventually got my PhD in atmospheric science and ecology. And what they're doing with the cuts to the NOAA administration is it's trickling down. Roughly 40% of it is going to local meteorological offices that do your localized forecasts. And these people generally live in this area for a long time, and they can – they know the land and the nuances of the mesoscale flows and just have a good knowledge in the model biases. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see problems like what's going on in Texas happen all over. But the problem is twofold, too. I originally created the modern method for doing hurricane forecasting. Mm. And the administration has threatened to cut off the satellite data, which is absolutely crucial to initialize the fine-scale model and get a more accurate forecast. And we also have one more layer, and that includes NASA. You haven't seen massive cuts to NASA yet because they don't have a director yet. And they will come, and that will affect our satellite data severely, I believe. So, there's many layers to this problem.
Thank you, Joseph. And,
yeah, you're welcome.
No, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the connecting the dots. I hadn't thought about that in that way, that connecting the dots, that if you have the sort of the interplay between the national and the local emergency management systems, that you want nationally accessed, nationally funded satellite data, but you also want local knowledge because you can have microclimates, right? Heck, even on the Oregon coast, you can have several degrees and wind differences, like as much as 10 degree difference from there, from like Manzanita compared to just not that many miles south or north. That there are microclimates that really matter, and the local people can know that stuff. That's interesting, Joseph. Any last word? Otherwise, we'll go to the next caller.
You're absolutely precise, and they also know the land, which affects the microclimate. So we have to stop this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Hector from Chicago. You're on the air, Hector.
Hey, how you doing? Science is knowledge. It was third party, so we have ourselves, what's-his-face, and that would make three kind of unmoralistic parties, or shall we say, for the rich. Because I think Musk is pretty broke. He needs these American businesses. What has he got? NASA and the cars, and he sucks at rockets. They all blow up. And his cars, oh, my God, I'm not even going to talk about him, but I learned about him and all his scams on Thunderfoot. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I'm not familiar. That's a documentary. That's a show. I'm not familiar with Thunderfoot.
I'm pretty sure it's Thunderfoot on YouTube. But the foot, the two are actually zeros, so they're numbers.
And it's a show. It's a documentary. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's a show.
All right. Anyway, go on.
Pretty good. So the no lies, no deceit, or could be a party, or the intelligence party, because America doesn't do mental evaluations. So we have such instances all over the place, about dirty cops and all these videos and dumb cops, and they're just dumb. And some people, I learned in my class, like when I was 9, and they took me aside, the white classmates, and they said, "What nationality are you?" "Mexican," I said, and they said, "You're not Mexican, you're Chinese. We're going to fight the Chinese on the rooftops, and you're going to be the first to starve." And they all looked at each other and agreed from the boy who said that. I won't say his nationale. But the point is that people that are taught hatred, hatred makes ugly, but they teach their kids this way.
Yeah.
And this is so unhealthy. And I think mental evaluations, which we're giving the police officers one time.
So your case is we should be less racist. Your case is we should do mental evaluations on people. What's the key point you want to make, Hector?
Well, people who learn self-defense beat me up, first of all. So these violent people that are our fellow Americans. So,
all right, Hector, I need to hear the main point, and I need to get on to the next one. If you already had a chance to make your main point?
Well, I testify. I'm thankful. Ask, receive went great for me. I'm glad I got white hairs on my little head when I heard about Noah's Ark.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Hector, very much. I find the subject of mental evaluation very interesting. And apropos, Gary, you are on the air.
Hello, and thank you. I've listened with interest, and I think a lot of people are calling have some very good thoughts.
Yeah.
However, To solve the problems, you've got to identify what they are and try to keep it simple. Sometimes we're all over the map, even with good points. You understand?
Sure.
And those three points are this. No doubt about it, but they are. First is greed. The second right now is the lack of enough rule of law. And the third thing is we got a cult problem going on. That's what we have to recognize and throw these bums out that are in there promoting this nonsense. Just vote them out as quick as you can. FDR said it best. This isn't the first time America's faced this. But I think this time, being 80 years old in September, I think I've seen enough greed in my lifetime. He said this, we have earned the hatred of entrenched greed. That's what's going on in America. We got to solve a problem, you have to focus on it. You can't be all over the map talking about 20 or different 30 things right now.
And so you think it's just those three. It's greed and selfish, lack of rule of law, and cult problem. Those are your three.
Yes.
I hear you.
Yes.
All right, Gary. Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back right after this. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight's doctors love to see children of any age, from infants to centenarians. They'll care for you and your family at every stage of life. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is the order of the day. pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. All right, we got just a few minutes. We'll go race through the calls we've got here. Go ahead, Victor from Salem, you're on Speed Route.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Donald Trump deliberately knew what he was doing with the Republican Party by cutting NOAA, National Weather Service. This was deliberately done because they don't believe in man-made climate change. They're pushing for oil production and gasoline use, and that is the crux of the problem is right there. And I'm tired of Donald Trump and Republicans coming on with alligator tears and saying that they feel sorry. But these people are the most evil, vile people in the world. They knew exactly what they were doing.
I hear you, Victor. Let's go to Susan from Waldport. I hear you loud and clear. We're going to try to get each of these calls before we wrap in just a few minutes. Go ahead, Susan.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I love my little microclimate out here, by the way. And I am a research scientist. I work for Oregon University, and we get our funding through NOAA, in particular the Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Division, which studies the climate crisis. And they've cut, I mean, basically cut, forced people to retire. We've lost 30% of our employees already. Mm. Mm. Anyway, I have five words to describe what's going on right now with the climate catastrophe that we are seeing, and it is warm air holds more moisture. That is what we are seeing, and this is only going to get worse because we have pumped so much CO2 into our atmosphere, and it lasts for 200 years in the atmosphere, and add the methane bang to it, you know. So that is what's happening, and that is why the storms are getting bigger.
Oh, Susan, thank you for the call. I would love to talk to you further. And did you lose your job in all this?
I'm retiring.
You're retiring.
I can't stand it anymore. It's like working in a morgue.
Oh, well, thank you for your service, and thank you for this call. I hope you will call again. I do want to get to the next call, but appreciate your perspective and very much appreciate your experience. Larry from Port Angeles, better be a quick poem.
It is. Hi, Jeff. Hello. This poem is called Love Has the Power. I've seen the lives of all mankind change in many ways, but the most powerful I have seen today is love in all its splendor. Love has the power to break down the walls of hate and prejudice forever. So come on, one and all, and sing out a song, for it's true we do make a difference. Hand in hand, let's strike up the band for unity and understanding. Lead the way in all that you say and make your word law in your universe.
Larry, thank you for the call. One thing I like about the poems, they're actually pretty tight. Christopher from Hawaii, you're on the air.
Aloha, and amen to the gentleman's quote. Thank you, Mr. Herman. I appreciate your clear perspectives on all these issues. I would like to quote Thomas Jefferson, who said, "Death to tyrants is obedience to God."
Thank you, Christopher. I'm not advocating for the death of anyone, but I do appreciate the call.
No, I'm quoting Thomas Jefferson. You take it as you want. See? Anyway, what I'm concerned about, I'm 79.
You got like 20 seconds, man. You better spit it out. I thought that's what you wanted to say. Show's about to end.
Okay. The problem is, in America, the lack of critical thinking. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your call. Steve from Park Ridge, you're our last caller.
Yes. I'm 75 years old. In 1956, Nikita Khrushchev, the premier of Russia, said he would take America, they would take America without firing a single shot. And I think we're seeing that come to be with the Trump presidency and the GOP sycophants. I wonder what the connection is to Russia with them.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. We do, on this program, what I have the honor of sitting in here, I do think about what does it take to be patriotic? I'm still basking in the aftermath of the combination of a dastardly bill and then the 4th of July. It's still on, it's in my mind and it's weighing on my heart. That I do believe the United States of America is a redemption story, that the way for us to be patriotic is to understand that we have the opportunity and I believe the duty to make it a little bit better every year. Right now, it's getting worse. It's getting worse for way too many people, and so many people are feeling it. And I appreciate this community so much in being a place where we could acknowledge that, we can mourn together, but then not just sit on our hands, not just be sad, to honor the work that's being done by the callers we've had who've worked with the Belly of the Beast, who understand what's happening with weather systems, who understand what's happening with the defunding of our analysis of those weather systems so there can be a cover-up of what's happening right in front of our eyes with climate change, including with almost 100 people, give or take, dying in a flood with insufficient warning and insufficient access to the knowledge they need. What I want to say is thanks for giving us greater access to greater knowledge. Thanks for being the source of that. Thanks for all of you. Be back tomorrow. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational with good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Much love to you all. Back with you tomorrow, Tuesday Newsday, and more.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/THOM. Feel better.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at least 90 are dead across five counties in Texas after catastrophic flooding. Search continues for the missing. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice.
From Hunt all the way to Comal County in a straight line distance is over 100 kilometers. This is a massive field.
And in North Carolina, flooding from a separate storm is blamed for at least one death this weekend. Authorities in McAllen, Texas, say a gunman who opened fire at a Border Patrol station today was killed during a shootout.
He's been identified as 27-year-old Ryan Mosqueda. He has a Michigan address, but he was also reported missing just this morning from a local area in Texas. Police haven't quite figured out the nature of that missing persons report. The car he was driving had some words written on it in Latin. They're still trying to sort through that.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. President Trump hosts Israel's prime minister today at the White House, pushing to finalize a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic.